thanks for listening to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Sponsored by FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com, the leader in single-day fantasy sports contests.
Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up to the minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is going on? Welcome. It's great to be back talking NBA on this edition of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast, all presented to you by FanDuel.com. I'm Dan Bach, and here to hopefully make your day or research a little bit easier as we come back from this long All-Star break. I don't know if this was any longer than any previous one, but sure as hell felt like it. I don't ever really remember being as pumped up and excited to go as I am kind of today off of previous All-Star breaks. But regardless, I'm feeling good. Going to make some good lineups today, hopefully pass along some good information to you. Do know that the All-Star break, of course, trade deadline completes a little bit later this afternoon, so that could swing a few situations here, particularly out there with the New York Knicks. Potentially, it should be a fun slate. You got $500,000 contests on the low dollar buy-ins on both FanDuel and DraftKings. If you're wondering about our single entry series on FanDuel, that will return back on Monday. So we basically are starting it up Mondays through Sundays. So we'll have this couple of days here, and then we'll be back on it next week. So definitely be on the lookout for that. Let's kind of get into it. It's a exciting slate. Obviously, I think this is going to be fun night, obviously, to build our teams, but it's going to be a fun night to see exactly what becomes of the New Orleans Hornets and that team New Orleans Pelicans, to be correct, with Boogie Cousins and Anthony Davis playing next to each other. And obviously, these salaries came out before that trade took place, so we do have some value to be had on the teams involved. And like I mentioned before, maybe even more, depending on how the trade deadline goes. Let's take a look at it. I love this size slate. It is six games. To me, that is right in my wheelhouse. Not too many, not too few. And here are the matchups for you. Portland and the Magic. This is the closest spread of the day today with Portland, a 2.5-point road favorite. The total coming in at around 213 here this morning, and definitely some options potentially to be had in this game. Charlotte visits Detroit. This is the lowest total, slowest pace game we have, 207, but a close spread of Detroit favored by 4. Rockets and Pels. Rockets are 3-point favorites here in this game against the Pelicans. Total at 227, making it the second highest on the slate tonight. Knicks visit the Cavs with Cleveland favored by 10. 223, the game total. Nuggets and Kings with a 220 total. Denver favored by 6 on the road. And then the Clippers and Warriors. Looks like Chris Paul is going to return in this game, but Golden State still a double-digit favorite at minus 11.5. The game total sitting at 230. All right, we're going to break it down team by team today because there's not that many games and, well, there's just a lot to talk about. So that's what we're going to roll through. And we're going to start with this Portland and Orlando game, and we'll start with the Portland Trailblazers. And the one thing that kind of stands out to me was how well Yusuf Nurkic played in that last game for Portland. He only played 21 minutes, but gave you 26 fantasy points, 13 real life points to go with 7 boards, 1 assist, 3 steals, and a block. They need to be playing this guy. He is way better than Myers Leonard. He's way better than Ed Davis. He's way better than Noah Vonleh, and they need to see what they have in him. And the fact that this is a 7 o'clock start tonight actually means we might actually know this lineup ahead of time. And if there is word that Nurkic is going to start, I think he is absolutely in play today. 3,700 on FanDuel. A little bit more expensive at 43 on DraftKings, but could be a good pivot off of the Sacramento guys on DK who are going to be really, really popular tonight. If he's not starting, I don't think he's unplayable today, but makes me a tad bit more nervous to roll him out there, especially when you could get maybe Kufis starting for even a lower salary on FanDuel. But he's a guy that I've got my eye on today and definitely going to be waiting on that news. We already have Al-Farouq Aminu ruled out. So they're kind of thin in that front court. So I think that there's a chance it happens. And if it does, I might jump on it because he's always an exciting player to roster when given minutes. Even if he starts, though, I wouldn't expect him to play over 30 minutes. But if it jumps from 21 to 28... we saw his production in just 21 minutes and going against the 24th DVP defense. I'm interested. Ed Davis, he drew the start the other day and he's kind of all over the map. I don't hate him in this matchup versus Orlando. I mean, last game versus Utah, you can kind of understand why he didn't play well. It's a really tough matchup for him. Only got 19 minutes, but you know, he's a rangy type guy. Again, the matchup could be beneficial towards him. He'll be really low owned tonight, and not a guy that I'm looking to necessarily get a lot of exposure to, but I'm not writing him off entirely. And then the only other two players I really like tonight, Damian Lillard at 8-3 against Orlando, 26 versus the point guard position, coming off the rest. I know it's a road game, and Lillard maybe a little bit better at home, but I feel this is a spot where he can do really well here. I mean, he's going to score you points. I mean, last game was a bit of an outlier and, you know, only scored 13, which is way below his season average, and still managed 29 fantasy points at 8,300. If he scores the typical 25 to 28, you're looking at a game in the 40s. And I like that. I like that a lot. So, I'm going back to the well here a little bit on Damian Lillard on the road. And that game was against Utah nonetheless, a really slow-paced one. I think he's fine today, especially on FanDuel. His salary on DraftKings looks like it's just $8,400, so I think he's in play over there. And then Mo Harkless, the last name to throw out there. The little Orlando Magic revenge here going for Mo Harkless. Obviously played for Orlando for a couple of seasons. Going to have minutes out there with Turner out, Aminu out, so I think he's going to see upwards of 25 to 30. I think we basically saw his upside game against Atlanta 2 games ago where he gave us, 34 fantasy points in 31 minutes, scored 17 real-life points. That looks like a season, not quite a season high, but close to it, and 9 rebounds that day. They're going to need him to be a little bit more aggressive on the boards, I think. He's fine today, but you can ask yourself, do I want Aaron Gordon opposite of him at the same price? And I think the answer is yes, I prefer Aaron Gordon over Harkless. But if you want to put him in your lineup builders for today, I don't think it's bad if you're multi-entering. On Orlando's side of things, another team that I'm kind of interested to see how this team is going to make out with some of the changes here, because this will be the first game that Terrence Ross is going to be available, and you've got to think that they're going to slide him over to start instead of Jeff Green. At least that's what I would do. And if he starts at 3.5, you move Gordon to the 4, you have, you know, Vooch at the 5. I think it's interesting to consider Terrence Ross for a true min salary on FanDuel at 3.8 on DraftKings. The one thing about this slate is you're going to have a lot of value out there, which I like, because sometimes when you just have the obvious value out there, everybody's on the same guys and that's it. Today, there's going to be a lot of potential guys out there, especially if some trades come down. And I think Ross is one of those potential plays to look at today. The other guy that stands out for me, or there's two other guys I like, Evan Fournier, Aaron Gordon here at 5-4 and 4-5 on FanDuel. Both a bit more expensive on DraftKings than on FanDuel. One guy who is cheaper on DraftKings than FanDuel is Alfred Payton, who is 5,200 over on DK, 56 on FanDuel. I'm fine with, again, Fournier and Gordon. I don't think I'm rolling those guys in cash. Maybe Gordon on the savings. And small forward, I mean, outside of the top-end guys, there's a lot of question marks in the value side of things, and he's certainly one of them. But I feel like he's going to get a 30 fantasy point game in here, and at home against Portland feels like a spot where it can easily happen. So I prefer Gordon out of those guys. And for your tournaments, don't sleep on Vooch tonight. Thing about Nurkic and whomever plays center, they're not very good at defense. And Vucevic, you know, he's not giving you a huge discount, but if you want to get off, you know, the Kufis and Cauley-Stein train, or you're going to play multiple centers on DraftKings, Vooch is a guy who I'd definitely be interested in my tournaments at 7-2. He's got a great track record as well against Portland. Now, obviously, the team a little bit different now than it was the last time they played, but he had 53 fantasy points that day, went for 30, 10, and 4. So not that Nurkic is really any sort of an upgrade off of Plumlee. I think that puts him squarely in play today. All right, moving on to Charlotte in their game against the Pistons tonight. And the value du jour over the last week before the All-Star break was Frank Kaminsky, but the sites finally priced him up a little bit. 6K on FanDuel, 6,300 on DraftKings. Zeller's already ruled out for tonight, so Kaminsky, who played really, really well, is going to get more run today. And I think he's priced right. I don't think he's overpriced. I don't think he's underpriced. I think he's right where he should be. And therefore, I'm not against using him, but he's certainly not a plug-and-play on this slate. I'd project him to maybe get to 30 fantasy points. You've got the Detroit Pistons, who play a little bit slower. DVP is solid, 7th against power forwards as the center position. They're 12th. He's going to probably play both of those spots here today. But also a guy like, you know, if he's matched up versus Andre Drummond, advantage Andre Drummond down in the paint, but advantage Frank Kaminsky in terms of bringing Drummond outside of the paint, because he's a guy who can be a perimeter shooter, doesn't do a ton of work in the paint himself. So I don't hate him here. I think he's in play. He's a guy that I will definitely consider today at 6K, but not a plug and play. And then the rest of the players on this team, I can't get too excited about on a slate where we've got better totals. And, you know, in tournaments, I think, but anytime you can get Walker under 8K, he's somewhat interesting. Reggie Jackson has been a terrible defender this season, so I'm okay with him in tournaments, but I for 600 more, I'd rather have Damian Lillard tonight. I just think there's a little bit higher upside there in that game, considering the pace. Marvin Williams, 5.1, probably not looking there too much here today. Only, what? Had 4, 5, 4, and 9 points the last few games. Just not scoring enough. Probably not looking to him too much. Let's get to the Pistons side of things. And I think Drummond's intriguing if you want to play contrarian today, because you've got the 26 DVP defense against the center position. Drummond, for me, feels like a 20 and 10 tonight in this game. And 10 might be low for the rebounds. I'm okay with him. He's really just going to be a different roster build than what most people are going to have today. And if you can find some guards that you're willing to pay down for, then maybe paying up for him in tournaments is a smart move. I mean, our projected ownership on him, let's see, I think Jimeno has it up already, on FanDuel is only 7.5%. And I think the guy actually has 50 fantasy point upside in this matchup. Upside, not like he's going to lock in that much, but upside. It's just a really bad defensive team against bigs here in the Hornets. Jackson, man, I want to believe that he's going to kind of get it together, but it's really hard to believe that. The minutes have just really been stagnant. Ish Smith has been playing better, so I don't see me really doing that today. He's cheap on both FanDuel and DraftKings. Marcus Morris could be an option for us. I think more on DK today. He's 5'8 on FanDuel. DraftKings, we're getting him at 5,200. So a little bit more interested in him in that matchup. Not a great one against potentially Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, but he's a guy whose usage, you know, at times gets a little bit of a tick up. And, you know, we had that one big game by Tobias Harris against Toronto where he played 31 minutes, gave you 40 fantasy points, but came back down to earth the last couple of games. It's just better games to choose from than that one. Knicks and Cleveland tonight. We'll start on the Knicks side of things. And, you know, I think Willie Hernan Gomez tonight at the center spot is too cheap on FanDuel today at 5.8K. My shell lineup I built this morning, he was the one I had at the center spot. 30, 28, had a 15 against Denver, but only played 8 minutes that day. 20 against Sacramento in 20 minutes, 30 and 24, 31 and 35. I feel like he's going to start again today. Yeah, they already said he's going to start. I think he's going to play over 30 minutes, and his fantasy point per minute production has been stellar. So I like him. Tristan Thompson's not a lousy defender by any stretch, but I just think Hernan Gomez brings a lot to the table, and I think he's one of the top price per dollar guys we have today. And I like him a lot on FanDuel at 5.8. Looks like 5.7 over on DraftKings. So, again, a little bit different build over there with some of the positional differences with Willie Cauley-Stein being center eligible there. But I think Hernan Gomez, solid spot today. Derrick Rose, we got to keep our eye on Brandon Jennings' situation. If Jennings would sit, then Rose played really well in that last game, played a pile of minutes, and put up big fantasy points. But I also think there's a high likelihood he gets traded today, potentially there to Minnesota. So keep your eye on that situation, because if Jennings would play and Rose would be traded, then Jennings vaults up. If both would sit, then you're looking at like Ron Baker and probably Justin Holiday is the guy I would like best out of that. But that's a whole lot of ifs. Carmelo Anthony, if you don't want to pay up for Durant and LeBron, I think he's okay here against Cleveland. You know, we got him set at 36 fantasy points today. I think that's a fair projection for him against LeBron and New York, or LeBron and Cleveland. You're getting a discount on him over there on DraftKings. He's only 7,900 over on DK, so, or 7,800, even cheaper. So you're getting a really nice value on him there. But he could fit your bill even on FanDuel today at 8.6. And same with Porzingis. I think we're reserving him for GPPs only. Love the ceiling on him. We haven't seen it much lately. Same price on so both sites. So he might be a guy who's a little bit more tailored to your FanDuel lineups. As for Cleveland, obviously there's three guys that I'm looking at. We've got LeBron James. He's LeBron James. He's great. 900 cheaper on DraftKings and FanDuel. Kyrie Irving at 9K on FanDuel, just probably too pricey for me today. And he's, what, 87 on DraftKings. Fine matchup for him today. I just worry this one's going to be a blowout today, and these guys are going to sit. Channing Frye is the other name that I'm looking at today. Just, I don't know if he's cheap enough, though. 5'4". Like, I just feel like I'd rather go up and get Kaminsky than him. He had that, you know, 38 fantasy point day against Minnesota, but that was like literally the best matchup for him in that. That team just sucks guarding the 3-point line, and that's what Channing Frye does well. The Knicks, not quite as much. So we've got his ownership percentage at 10%. I think that's probably about right. I'm not looking too much at Korver or Shumpert. Maybe if Shumpert would somehow get traded, there was some talk he might go to Atlanta. Houston, if that helps or if that happens, then maybe Korver, but his price is vaulted up over 4K on FanDuel and at 4K on DraftKings, so not a ton of interest there. Okay, let's get to Houston and New Orleans. Should be a fun game, and of course, Houston traded for Lou Williams. He is not going to be available in, I believe, any spots today. Now, let me take that back. Let me see if he's on FanDuel here. No. Okay. He's not available. Just making sure. So we don't have to worry about playing him today, but this should be a fun game, a road game here for Houston. I do like James Harden tonight. I think this is a great spot for him. You know, to kind of get that 60 fantasy point game, which you pretty much need at 12-6, but I think there's enough value out there to make this work. I mean, that's why I like him today, is because there's so many cheap guys who are going to play a load of minutes. I don't love James Harden when we're not finding value and I got to pay 12-6 for a guy, but I don't think we're taking chances with our value today. Our percent owned today on him on FanDuel is at 40%. That's pretty high, but I'm kind of behind it, and I understand why. Where else are we looking in this one? Well, we've got, you know, Ryan Anderson at 4-8 against New Orleans, going against his former team as well. And again, streaky player. The threes have started to hit for him, 5 of 6 last game, three of four the one before. Now, obviously, we had, what, a pretty big break in between here. So hard to see that necessarily guaranteed to carry over. But at under 5K, he's cheap enough to be viable for your tournaments today. Not really going to Patrick Beverley, I think, at 5'3". Eric Gordon, I don't think so as well at 5'4". Lou Williams is probably going to cut into his production more than anyone. So for me, it's just James Harden. Now the Pels, this is a team that obviously is going to have a very different look. And we've already got the lineup of Drew Holiday, Etuan Moore, Solomon Hill, Anthony Davis, and DeMarcus Cousins. And with Etuan Moore sliding over to the starting shooting guard spot, I know that a lot of people are excited about this. Me too. But I think we have to remember here, like, there's going to be shots for him because you've got to think there's going to be double teams and whatnot, you know, in the post going to Cousins and to Davis. So I like him today. He's too cheap at 3-6. Like, all things considered, you looked at the trade, you look at the role changes, he's probably should be at like 4,800, but he's at 36 today. So we get a good value on him, and I'll be playing him for sure. What his ownership comes in today, I don't know if I'll be overweight on this one. We've got 25%. That's, I think, a fair number. Like, I don't feel like I need to go over or under that too much with him today, because he's just going to play minutes, he's going to get shots, but there's going to be less shots because Cousins is going to get his, Davis is going to get his, Holiday is going to get his. And yes, Holiday, I don't think anybody's going to play him today with Cousins over there. The price is just, you know, expensive at 8,100. We've got him set at 17.5%. I'd be shocked if it gets to that point. I'd rather play Damian Lillard than Drew Holiday tonight. Now, DraftKings, again, a little bit cheaper over there, 600 cheaper, so you're getting them at 7,500. That's a little bit better price than on FanDuel. As for Davis and Cousins, I don't think I can go 11K on Cousins here. In the new spot, he's going to have low ownership, but I just can't do it. The one thing that I think is going to be so interesting, though, about these guys is to see whether they can maintain their production. It's going to be hard, but I don't think it's impossible because I just think they need to work the rotations properly so they get, you know, superstars matched up against the second unit. And, you know, that was the trick for when the Bulls had Pippen and Jordan. Phil Jackson basically said it. I made sure to always have one of those two guys on the floor throughout the entire game, you know, barring a blowout. But, like, that was the strategy. Like, I've got a superstar, a starter, going against guys who are not starting caliber players. I need to take advantage of that. I've got enough, you know, superstar power to pull that off. And you got to think Gentry does the same. Like, I don't think you should see Boogie and Davis sit at the same time at any point in time in this game. And moving forward, to be honest with you. If I was coaching the team, I sure as hell would do that. If I'm picking one, though, it's going to be Anthony Davis today. 23rd DVP against Houston. This is going to be a pace-up game. And, you know, we've got him projected at 43. I think that's probably a little bit low. We've got Boogie at 42. I think both these guys can, you know, get into the 50s today. Probably not both are going to, but I think one of them can certainly get into the 50s. If I'm taking my guess, it's going to still be Davis here today at 10-6. Solomon Hill not in play for me. The one name to consider is Tim Frazier today at 3.5. He has to see minutes. They don't have any other shooting guards out there. Solomon Hill can't score. Dante Cunningham can't score. Those guys are small forwards anyway. Moore's going to play a lot of minutes, but Frazier is going to have to be that playmaker in that second unit. And, you know, he basically got passed over for a while for guys like Langston Galloway and Buddy Hield and Tyreek Evans. They're all gone. So I think it's a really shrewd play on FanDuel at 3.5 to give Tim Frazier some consideration. We've got the percent owned at 7.5%. I would go to maybe 10 to 15. Now, it's hard because you look at the logs and you're like, he hasn't done anything. But this isn't a guy who literally was just terrible all season long, who's been like a career backup. He's had opportunities to play, opportunities to start, and he's done things with them. I prefer Etuan Moore over him if I'm choosing one or the other. But if I can get him at, you know, 20% less ownership, I don't hate Tim Frazier. I think he has a role on this team, absolutely. Moving on to the Nuggets and Sacramento. This game's really interesting, too. High total And the Nuggets have been a team that we've been able to go after a good bit because they've been injury plagued. But some of that is kind of changing up here. Looks like Gallinari is going to return. Moutier is going to return. I don't think that Fareed is going to play today. Could be wrong on that one. But obviously, the return of those guys is going to cut into the upside we've had on Wilson Chandler, on Will Barton over the last couple days, even Jamal Murray. Jameer Nelson has been told that he is going to be the starter. He is 5.6K on FanDuel. He's 6.5K on DraftKings, so we're definitely not playing him on DK. He's been playing well for how old he is. I don't see me going there today. It doesn't kind of fit my build, but I still think he's going to play plenty of minutes out there, as I think Denver wants to make the playoffs here. I don't think they're in tank mode. We'll see if Gallinari gets traded. There's some talk around that. If he would be moved, then I would be more interested in Chandler and Barton. Both their prices kind of come up a little bit at 6'6 for Chandler, 6'4 for Barton. Barton's still in play on FanDuel. DraftKings, 7,600. I think that's a hard pass there. Nikola Jokic at 10.9 on FanDuel, 10.5 on DraftKings. I'm okay with him here. Do I like him better than Anthony Davis? Close. It's really, really close today because he's going against a Sacramento team who he's just not any good. They're going to be in full tank mode. And Jokic is just incredible usage here. And I just don't really see this team. You know, I worry about situations where Jokic can get in foul trouble. I don't see that happening against Kostas Koufos and Willie Cauley-Stein. I don't really see that at all. So I'm okay with him as a high-end play today. We've got his projection at 45 fantasy points, and I think that's fair. So if you can make them fit, you should be able to today, then yeah, give them some consideration against the Sacramento team on the road. You know, implied team total at, what, 113? That's pretty decent. And with Fareed being out, you know, he's probably going to play a pile of minutes here again tonight. Now, Sacramento, this is the most interesting one to figure out. Again, on FanDuel, DraftKings, they differ a little bit. Mainly Willie Cauley-Stein. He's 3.8 on FanDuel, 3.6 on DraftKings. Koufos, 3.5 on DraftKings and on FanDuel. If I'm picking one, I think it's Stein over Koufos. Obviously, on FanDuel, you could play them both. Don't think I'm going to do that. I just think Willie Cauley-Stein, when you look at his metrics with Boogie out, he's been pretty solid in that role. There's even a chance, though, that he doesn't start and that Anthony Tolliver draws the start against Denver. I don't think that we're going to know exactly the nature of that by the time rosters lock at 7 o'clock today. But Tolliver at 3.6, he's just so limited in what he can do as a fantasy player that I'm just not really interested to go there. I'd much have the upside with that Stein brings you on rebounding and block shots. Koufos, maybe a little bit more in the scoring department. I'd love to get a lineup from Sacramento here because they're just got so many shooting guards and point guards here today. Collison just feels way too cheap. He's got the biggest difference in salary, I think, today between FanDuel and DraftKings at $1,900 cheaper on FanDuel than DraftKings. So at 5'5", he's a borderline plug-and-play today on FanDuel. But you got Ty Lawson, who's supposed to return today. We've got Buddy Hield, who we know Sacramento loves at min salary on FanDuel. Tyreek Evans is a guy who's always, you know, kind of when he's been in that island, been that go-to guy. He's put up huge fantasy numbers. Hasn't really been over like 24 minutes, I think, this season. So does he suddenly play over 30? It's a really tough situation to kind of project. I just am comfortable with Collison's role on FanDuel at 5'5 for sure. And then you can pick and choose a few other spots. I think Evans could be popular today at 4'5 on FanDuel. Let's see. Our projected ownership on him today is 37%. That's too high for me. Like, I don't think I would go nearly that high in my player pool if I'm building multiple lineups tonight, especially without any assurance of that he's going to start. I mean, it could very well be a Buddy Hield time. It could be Ty Lawson at the one and Darren Collison at the two. It just feels like the bigs, Stein and Koufos, are just going to have the most solidified minutes just based on the way the roster's made up. And I didn't even talk about Ben McLemore, Langston Galloway. There's just so many guards there. So play the bigs. That's my suggestion. Clippers and the Warriors next. And Clippers, Look like Chris Paul is going to return today, and he's 8.8K against Golden State. I actually don't hate him. He's 8K on DraftKings as well. I think he's a great GPP play. I don't think you play this guy unless he's fully back. He's been practicing, and I think that Chris Paul, absolutely, for GPPs, is an interesting, you know, kind of complement to maybe some Golden State players and hoping that you get a competitive game. I mean, Clippers have been playing awful, but they've been playing without their point guard, who is one of the very best players in the entire league. So that can change quick, and it could change tonight. So I like the value we're getting on Paul. Blake Griffin, he's had really high usage in his last 2 years against Golden State, I think highest on the team. Some of that skewed because he played a couple of games, I think, without Chris Paul, and obviously he eats into some of that. The salary is just a little high for my liking at 9.7 today. 9.1 on DraftKings is even still a little bit high for me, so I don't really project myself going there too much in this matchup. DeAndre Jordan at 7.6. I don't think we need to do that today. I'd much rather have a guy like Vucevic, I think. DraftKings is kind of begging you. They got him at 6.4 today, and we're projecting 1% ownership on him. He's a guy I don't think, you know, has much of a, you know, his production shouldn't drop off with the existence of Chris Paul. If anything, it should increase. The last game, you know, he had 22 fantasy points. His salary that day on DraftKings was 7.4. Today, it's 6.4. The previous game against Golden State, he had 30 fantasy points. His salary was at 6.3 that day. So, you know, it's not the best matchup necessarily for him, but I do think we're going to see a healthy number of shots be put up in this game, and he's a guy who just dominates the glass. So I think we can easily avoid him on FanDuel. If he's 1% owned on DraftKings at 6,500, why not in GPPs? Not in cash, because I realize you've got a lot of cheap centers that you can go to, whether it's a Nurkic or a Willie Cauley-Stein, but in terms of differentiating your lineups, nobody's going to have them today. And, you know, we've got his ceiling at 40, and I think that's too low. Let's see. Jamal Crawford at 4.8, no thanks. It's pretty much all I got there on the Clippers side of things. And then looking over at Golden State, Steph Curry, probably too cheap today at 9.1. He's, what, 9.5 over on DK. Normally we don't see people cheaper on FanDuel than on DraftKings. And it's funny because I looked at Curry and I was like, man, he has not, his last two games, the shot was not falling. Again, that was over like a week ago. But he still scored 34 fantasy points in this last game against Sacramento, where he scored 13 points. Still had 34 fantasy points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds. So, yeah, I am definitely on Team Steph today in this game against the Clippers. Like, you know, 4 for 14, 4 for 18 shooting. That was his last two games. He's going to improve upon that. This is kind of a big game coming out of the break. So, I like Steph tonight. Definitely like him. Have him in my shell lineup, in fact, on FanDuel. The other guys, you know, Kevin Durant, 10-3 on FanDuel. You say to yourself, do I just go up and get LeBron James for a little bit more without no Kevin Love? And I think the answer to that is probably yes. But on DraftKings, they're enticing you. 9-4 marks one of the lowest salaries he's had all season long here. And look at the production on DraftKings. 50, 41, 49, 42, 53. If this game's a back and forth, I'll have a little KD in there. If you want to, you know, play some Chris Paul, throw some KD in there. It's hard to be playing KD and Curry. We haven't seen those two necessarily both have these monster games. But in a game stack, he's a guy that I'll certainly get a piece of. Draymond Green, he's been all over the map lately, you know, getting kicked out of games. And, you know, he obviously had that big, big game against, what was that, Memphis, 61 fantasy points. Looking at previously against the Clippers this season, we've got a 25 fantasy point game for him. and a 37 back on December the 7th. He went for 22-5-4 that day. And that was against a fully healthy Clippers team like they're facing today. If it's competitive, he's probably going to be just fine. 13th DVP versus power forward for Draymond Green. 78 on FanDuel, 73 on DraftKings. Getting a little bit savings there on him. Probably not playing Clay today. He's priced up for me, 7-2 on FanDuel. Makes him a pass in my eyes. All right, that's it. We went through every team, pretty much most of the players that are available to you. And good luck tonight. You know, enjoy the night of daily fantasy basketball. It's great to be back. Tonight, of course, I'll be back on XM with beer from 6 until 7 Eastern. We've got Grinders Live starting at 3:30. Make sure you check out your premium shows as well. If you are a FanDuel or DraftKings incentive subscriber, we've got premium videos that we cut each and every day. There's 6 games or more, and those usually posted probably about 1 o'clock or so. And those are exclusive for you, so check those out. And yeah, good luck today. Enjoy basketball. I'm happy it's back. And till tomorrow, we will talk to you next time here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. See you, everybody.